I'm Jonas Rutsch, and you're listening to Quicklink Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to Quicklink Podcast on the 2nd of May, 2022. It's show number 487 of your daily microdose of cycling news from Tarmac Track and Between the Tapes. There's no elite UCI action today, but this bank holiday Monday marks the opening round of the Tour Series here in the UK. Back to seven races strong in City Centre evening crits for the rest of the month. We'll come to that a little later. Happy birthday today to Paris-Nice and eight-time Grand Tour stage winner Jean-François Bernard and to Olympic Team Pursuit gold medalist Owen Doyle. Racing today, and before we head to Guisborough for round one of the Sportbreaks.com Tour Series, congratulations to friend of the show's Benjamin Peatfield of Vendée U and Charlie Page, who races for Bourg-en-Bresse. They went on a two-man break at Prix Quartier Saint-Georges, with Ben taking the win over Charlie. Both riders are supported by the excellent work of the Dave Rayner Fund, and we urge our listeners to check them out at therainerfoundation.org. That's www.therainer, that's R-A-Y-N-E-R, foundation.org, links in the show notes. To North Yorkshire then, of course, where else, for the opening round of the seven-round Tour Series, which visits, in order over the next 3 weeks, Guisborough, Galashiels, Sunderland, Stranraer, Clacton, Barking and Manchester, with the men's and women's races alternating as the last race of the night. Women first up today, the teams there Alba, AWOL O'Shea, Brother UK Orientation Marketing, Cams Basso, the defending champions, Datalynx, Jaden Vive Lovello, Loughborough, Pro Noctis, St Piran, Boombod, Brother UK LDN, Spectra Wiggle and Torrelli, each team selecting five riders from a pre-submitted 10-rider squad list. Here's our Peter with how the race played out for the women.
It's the Tour Series. It's the first race, and it's the women up. They're now doing 1 hour instead of 45 minutes. That's going to make a bit of a difference, especially for the ones who do cyclocross in the winter, because their races are 45 minutes and a little bit as well. So their form will be basically the 45 minute mark, and then you might experience some drop off like you do in boxing if you're only trained for 6 rounds instead of 12. We shall see how that pans out. There's many quality riders, and I'm super excited about this season. And straight from the gun, Joe Tindley does Joe Tindley things. She's a national champion. She's last year's sprint winner. And she goes. She takes with her Sophie Lewis from Cams Basso, and she takes Grace Lister, except on one of the corners, Grace hits a, I don't even know what she hits, but she just doesn't quite get it right, ends up standing the bike up and then hitting the barriers in quite a nasty looking way. I didn't want to see a replay of that, to be honest. I'm kind of glad I missed it the first time round. Wasn't pleasant. Hopefully she's okay. The other two persisted. They kept pulling out a lead, and you know, each rider got dropped off the back of a peloton. And that became ever decreasing as the kind of war of attrition wore on. Eventually, a teammate of Joe Tindley's was Lucy Elmore, who bridged over and did monumental effort. And that gave Pro Noctis, Red Chili, So Solid Crew, whatever their name is, because it's a really long name and I'm not saying it all, it gave them two in the front against Sophie Lewis. So unless she was going to do her best Ian Stannard impression, she wasn't going to win from a two-on-one situation. And there were several times that Joe would attack and Lucy would sit up and say, off you go, Sophie, it's yours to chase. I don't care. It's my teammate. She's going to win. I'm happy. I'll take third every day of the week if my teammate wins. So, you know, it became a bit of a tactical game, but I guess in some ways it became simple for Sophie. She just keeps it together, you know, and puts it on them whenever they are together to say, well, don't squander this lead. Don't let the bunch catch you. You probably want to do some work as well. So, yeah, it became a cagey at times, but they never really looked in doubt. Sammy Stewart from the Brother LDN team, shout out to them. She tried to break away and she just soloed it to the finish, but to get fourth in the end, but the other three were well away. And when I saw Sophie Lewis kind of leading it out, I was like, oh, I don't know if that's the right decision on the last lap to be in the lead. You've got two teammates there, probably want to use their work and profit off it. But in the end, it came down to a sprint. And yeah, Sophie took it. She got the better of Joe Tindley and yeah, did a Stannard. She, you know, she was against 2-on-1 and they still contrived to not win, which is incredible. However, the Tour Series is a team event. So although they didn't win individually, the Pro Noctis team did get to be the first team classification, first leaders overall. Obviously, Sophie Lewis got the individual glory. However, because Joe Tindley won the sprints last year and I guess has one eye on it already this year, she took that from her. So there's no jersey for Sophie to wear next time. However, she can take the bragging rights of coming out on top on a 2-on-1 situation. And huge props to her. Also, huge props to former guest Charlotte Broughton. She got top 10 where, you know, she's, you know, struggled with the effects of COVID and long COVID. And as she said herself, she thinks it's incredible to be back at that level. I think, yeah, huge props to her for getting a top 10. It's incredible. That's it from me. You'll probably hear from the men's now.
And to the men's then, and Ribble Welltight, the defending champions there. They are joined on the start list by 0503, that's St. Piran's development squad, really. Embark Bike Scrong, Global 6 from New Zealand, No Pins Motip, St. Piran themselves, Scott Redding Muckoff, PB Performance Spectra Wiggle, Tekkers Trinity, World Racing Academy, and with Sun God. And it was the latter team who, as defending champions last year, got off to a disastrous start where the series started here in Geesborough last August. But today couldn't have gone any better for Wiv Sun God, as Thomas Main and Matty Bostock went clear together on the first lap of the 1.4k circuit in the rain and almost lapped everyone else en route to take the 1-2. Main taking the win, the British cyclocross champion, and with Matt Bostock for company, who won five rounds of the National Circuit Series in 2019. They had company in the eventual top five from teammate Matt Gibson, which delivered Canyon enough points, sorry, they're not called Canyon anymore, which delivered Wiv Sun God enough points to seal the team win on the night. Harry Tanfield led home the bunch for Ribble to take third, but his teammates all missed out on scoring opportunities, so Wales Racing Academy took second in the team contest tonight, ahead of Tekkers. The series now heads north of the border and goes to Galashiels for the first time. That takes place on Wednesday with a 1K circuit, finishing alongside the lovely Bank Street Gardens in the heart of the Scottish Borders town. We'll be back Wednesday to talk about it, but there'll be a show tomorrow of some variety. We'll see you then. Take care. You've been listening to Quicklink Podcast, your daily microdose of pro cycling news and results. You can find us across social media at Quicklink Pod, or you can contact us by emailing show@quicklinksports.com. You can support this show by using the code QUICKLINK when you shop with veloskin.cc for all your chamois cream and skincare needs, and also at efswheels.com, where UK customers can get themselves a full set of tubeless ready full carbon wheels for under £500. Share the show and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Bye now.